الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
In this program, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a part of a speech delivered by Ayatollah Khamenei, leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the representatives of the people from the provinces of Sistan and Baluchistan and Fars Khorasan. The meeting was held in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniya on September 11, 2023. As I said, it is impossible for the officials of any country to carry out big important tasks without the support of the people. The people must be behind them. The people must be alert, and the officials must not be neglectful. They must be awake. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "He who neglects the enemy will not be neglected by enemy." Nahjul Balagha, letter 62. If you fall asleep in your trench, it does not mean that your enemy has also fallen asleep in his trench. No, he may be awake. He may be watching you. He may take advantage of you being asleep. This is the fundamental issue. We must not be neglectful. We must be vigilant with regard to the enemy's plots. Does the enemy have plots? Yes, the enemy has plots. It has plans, and not just for us. Today, the U.S. has plans for the region, for Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Yemen, Afghanistan, and the countries in the Persian Gulf, which are its old traditional friends. It has plans for countries.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Now, our focus is not on the plans that it has for them, but what plans does it have for us? We are not uninformed about them. We aren't uninformed. Our intelligence sources have informed us that the U.S. government has created an organization in the U.S. called the Crisis Group. What does it do? The mission of this group is to create crises in countries, including our country. The mission of this group is to create crisis. They look for points that they think will spark a crisis in a country. They find these points and aggravate them. That is the mission of the crisis group in the U.S. They have gathered and thought about this. They have studied this and reached the conclusion that there are several crisis points in Iran that should be aggravated and activated. One point is ethnic differences, one is religious differences, and another is related to gender issues and women's issues. They want to aggravate these points in Iran and create crises. In this way, and through these crises, they want to harm our dear country.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. Guiding me from all the ways that were wrong.